Rach, there's a serious case which needs to be cracked in Mackay.
There sure is. There was a huge spa bath that was just floating down Vines Creek, and no one knows how it got there. So we thought...
Well, somebody must know.
Someone's got to know something. But we're just throwing theories out there at this point to sort of see what we think might have happened.
How did this huge spa, big thing... Just get into the creek. And what's it doing floating around?
Why is it there? We've got our own theories. I believe that, you know, there were some keen fishermen that didn't have a boat. They decided to just stick the spa bath in there because it would float.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I seem to think that maybe what's happened is somebody has decided to turn the jets of the spa inside out, facing the other way, and so they can use the spa as some sort of speedboat.
Yes, yeah. All of which we're not sure if happened, but maybe... Hey.
Give me a better theory.
Exactly.
I haven't heard one yet.
13, 12, 16.
We've got Justin on the line. You got a theory of what this spa bath's been doing in Vines Creek?
Mate, I sure do. I reckon that you'll find that there's three men missing. Their trades will be a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker.
A butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker. Okay.
I think that's it. I think we've nailed it. We've got to the bottom of it. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Thanks.
And for all of those who don't know what that little riddle is,
it's a rub-a-dub-dub, three maids in a tub, and who do you think they were? The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
And if Justin's right, then that would mean there's three missing men.
There's a butcher, a baker, and a candlestick maker missing in Mackay on the Whitsundays.
Oh, this case just keeps getting more and more interesting, doesn't it?